Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Austin, Texas country is 95.9 Eric Raines. We are live in the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. Honored to have Zach Topp hanging out with us.
Well, thanks. You'll learn that you don't need to be all that honored here in a second. I wear on people quick.
So. Oh no, man. I don't think so. I actually got to meet you last night, right?
Yeah.
With Jake Worthington.
Yes, sir.
Who is so country.
I love Jake, man.
I love that guy. And he was feeding you some info, and you were trying to be humble about it, but he was saying, talking about, you're the next thing. This guy's the reason the country's going to be good. You've got a lot of pub in this last year, a lot of successes. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's saying, Zach Topp, the next big thing. Does pressure come with that?
I don't know if there's any extra. I feel like I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do, and it happened to work. And so it kind of takes the pressure off me. I'll keep doing what I'm doing, what I know how to do, you know, and it didn't have to play no part or put on an act to get here. So far I've just been my goofy old self. So as long as I can keep doing that and people keep enjoying it, it should be all right.
Washington State?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then you went to Colorado?
Yep. Lived out here for about 5 years.
And so you're kind of used to this weather.
I am. I love it.
You went skiing, right? Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you do?
Yesterday. Oh, it was great. Awesome snow conditions. I had one solid little spill, hyperextended my knee just a little bit, but feeling good this morning. I'm going to go back out tomorrow and see if I can't really mess something up.
And you're playing the outdoor stage, which yes, for sir. A lot of people, if you're listening right now, I suppose the snow maybe later today.
Is it?
But it's cold.
It's been
out there.
Beautiful so far. It's so nice when the sun's out. It feels great. When that sun goes behind a cloud, it chills down real
outdoor
quick.
Outdoor stage. They got heaters up there too, right?
Oh, yeah, they got heaters.
And you've already sound checked.
We did sound check.
Again, I appreciate you doing this on game day because I know you got to play here in about a couple hours. Oh. So to come hang
Happy
out.
Happy to do it.
How old were you when you first started playing this game?
My parents got me a guitar when I was 3. Back then, I didn't know which way to hold it. I was left-handed, and I didn't know it made a difference. And they didn't either, so they got me a right-handed guitar. So there's pictures of me playing it upside down when I was real little. But I started taking lessons when I was 5, and I guess played my first show when I was 7. So it's been a minute.
And you came into the scene as a grasser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up, played. We had a family band. I got a little brother and 2 older sisters. We ran around, had the little bluegrass family band, traipsed around in the RV every summer from, when I was 7 to 17, I guess. And then my siblings all grew up and got real jobs, and so I had to find other bands to play around with. So I was in a couple other bands, did the grass thing till I was, I guess, about 22 or something, was playing pretty steady grass shows, and at that point, kind of got the opportunity to turn it all the way country, and that's kind of where my heart always was. I love the grass stuff. That was just, I ended up getting into that just because of the guitar teacher that my parents found. She was big into that stuff, and I was asking to learn country songs, so she kind of was teaching me country songs, but teaching me to play guitar in a bluegrass style. So it was, I kind of blended them both together for a while before I turned it all the way country.
Will there be some bluegrass in your country moving forward?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, if you listen to the record we put out last year, there's, you know, a bunch of stuff very heavily influenced by grass stuff. And I feel like everything I write and do, it, you know, still has some of that in there, sometimes more subtle and sometimes more blatant, I guess. But, yeah, there, I love the music, and I think it's a nice, you know, compliment. Their bluegrass and country are pretty close cousins, I feel like, and so they go well together. And, you know, it's – feel like there's a big resurgence in that type of raw acoustic music lately, as well as, you know, the straight up country thing. You know, look at guys like Billy Strings or whatnot, just killing it with a 5-piece bluegrass band. I guess he rolls with a 6-piece now. Anyways, you know, so it's, I think that side of it people really enjoy too, and it doesn't hurt what we got going on. So there'll always be a bunch of bluegrass hanging around my music.
I love the fact that not only you can play and write, but I love an artist that can sing and play a massive, you know, your way around the neck of the guitar. I love to hear you play. And does that come from the bluegrass where you were having?
Yeah, I think a lot. Yeah. I mean, just the knowledge of the fretboard. I mean, I played from when I was, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 to, you know, 12 or 13. I probably played guitar 3 hours a day. That's all I wanted to do. And I figured out pretty quick. I wanted to be a cowboy first when you're a little kid. You know, I feel like every little boy wants to be a cowboy or something. And I realized I was no good at that. And probably the closest I would get would be to sing about them. So I dove headlong into that. And yeah, so I played a ton of guitar, and I'd sit down in the music room that my parents had set up. They had an old tape machine in there, and they had a big old, you know, those briefcase looking,
oh yeah,
cases that they have with all the tape slots. Yeah. Yeah, I'd sit down there. And
what was your go-to back then?
Oh, I don't know, a little bit of everything. They had so much different stuff in there. It was old George Jones stuff. I remember that was the first time I heard the Keith Whitley "Don't Close Your Eyes" tape was out of that case. Had a bunch of George Strait stuff. That was my parents' favorite, was George Strait. You know, stuff like Dan Seals, Leroy Parnell. There was everything soup to nuts in there, and I just sit down there and put them tapes in that machine one by one and sit there and try and play along with them with the guitar and sing along with them a little bit. And that was kind of, yeah, got a pretty deep knowledge of old country music that way, I guess.
So I've seen all your TikToks and your Instagram, and mm-hmm. Are you really living in an RV?
No. Hell, I don't post nothing on there either. I got people doing that for me, but it's like, fun to, I like to mislead people. It's fun to start rumors,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, nice. I saw that. I'm like, surely he's not really living in an RV.
No, but I do live in a double wide right now. So, I mean, yeah. Pretty close.
I mean, I wouldn't judge, but no. I mean, I would suspect you're living in a bus.
Yeah, exactly. I live in a double wide probably 4 days a month. And outside of that, I live in a bus.
When did you feel this thing pop for you? Because I feel like it's popped for you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I feel like it was right about the time we put the record out last April. It felt like we had, like, even before that, we had been playing, you know, small little clubs, 300, 400 cap clubs or something. And I would be excited for it to be, you know, if 200 people showed up, well, it feels like the room's pretty full then. And then all of a sudden, like, starting, I don't know, kind of, yeah, beginning of March or something, everything was starting to sell out. And then it started to sell out like weeks in advance on these little clubs and stuff. And then we got to start playing 800 cap clubs. And then, it just kind of kept on. It's like, oh, people are like aware now. And then the other thing, you know, once the album's out, they show up wanting to hear my whole album. And so you don't have to play, you know, 80% covers to keep people interested, which is fun too, when it feels like they start showing up for your music. So yeah, I feel like that was, when that record came out, I was definitely a big turning point. And then all the stuff, like, we were so fortunate being on the Lainey Wilson tour last year was huge for us, because obviously she's, you know, gets about as much buzz as anybody in the country music world. So being attached to her tour, I think, was just amplified all that stuff. And the other people we got to open for too, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, you know, we had a bunch of folks that were good to us, having us out on their shows. And yeah, just felt like it was the perfect storm this last year, and hopefully we can keep her going, keep pouring fuel on the fire this year.
Did you work on your Kermit the Frog voice before you put that Kermie outfit on?
I pulled up. I watched that stuff when I was a kid, but I pulled up a YouTube video before I went out there just to, you know, dial in the tone a little bit and recall it. So, yeah, I practiced for a second before I went out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's incredible as a fan. I'm a fan of your music to start with. You have a song that two notes into it, the crowd goes wild.
Oh, yeah.
And that song actually got more popular before it ever hit radio. I never lied to me.
That's the reason it's at radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song, everybody knows every word.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your song right now that's like the song that everybody goes crazy for?
Yeah. That's so far the hit off the record for sure. It's cool for me. Like, I feel like my fans are... And maybe everybody's are this way, but I feel like my fans dig into my music. It's not just that, yeah, obviously everybody goes crazy for I Never Lie. You know, and then sounds like the radio did good. I think we hit top 15 or something on that, on the Billboard chart. And so everybody knows that. But it feels like for the most part, everybody knows everything off the album. And so it's like they're excited. There's nothing on there that's kind of a dead spot, I guess, in the show. So that's pretty fun. But it's pretty wild hearing that. Like you said, the first two notes, just that.
It reminds me of Alan Jackson or maybe early Clint Black. You know,
sure,
Alan had the, you know, here in the real world, two strokes on a fiddle and we're all losing our minds.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the reasons I'm a fan is I grew up, I loved rock music until 1989 with Clint Black.
Yeah.
And you're singing those, you're sounding like that. The country music is back, in my opinion.
Sure.
Do you feel like your fans, obviously, are leading, they realize that you're leading us back into that realm?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like mostly I just showed up at the right spot at the right time. Country's always been pretty cyclical. And, you know, it gets out somewhere kind of wacky and new for a little while and then... But everybody always kind of remembers the roots and where it came from and kind of the traditions of this genre. And so at some point it's like, all right, let's get back to, you know, something more like what we've all known and grown up loving. And so I think it wasn't any kind of scheme or designed decision for me to be the throwback guy. It's just like, this is all I know how to do. And that's what comes out of me when I write or sing or play. And I happen to be here at the right time that people wanted to hear that. So. I don't know.
I think a lot of us were waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For that music to come back.
Mm-hmm.
2025.
Yeah.
Did they have you on a tour yet? Or?
Oh, yeah. My first official tour will be all spring, the Cold Beer and Country Music Tour from January to May, I guess.
Who are you taking out with you?
with my buddy Jake Worthington. He'll be on some shows. I got another friend, Cole Goodwin. He opened a handful of shows for us last year, and he's really kind of getting some heat now, getting a lot of attention from industry folks in Nashville. And he's a great dude, real talented singer and player too. So he's and writes some great stuff as well. So excited to have him out. And then a gal that I've only met a couple of times, but I'm a fan of what she does, Lauren Watkins. She's over there on Big Loud too, I guess. But yeah, that's the three for the spring. And then we'll be out. We'll be direct support for Dierks Bentley on his tour all summer. And then we're scrounging something more up for the fall. So.
Man, definitely looking forward to that tour. Thanks. Again. You get to play outdoor stage today. Do mm-hmm. you leave tomorrow, or are you going to ski and then get
out? I'm going to ski one more time tomorrow and then leave out on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, man, yes, people on this mountain are so pumped. I mean, we're excited that you're here. If you walk through the halls. The other thing that I would say is that you've been accommodating to everybody. Sometimes these stars that we see will hide in their room. I get that. Believe me, I do.
Yeah.
You've taken a million pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Got stopped in the hall a million times here.
Yeah.
And on behalf of everybody here on the mountain, I'd say thank you because that's the one thing that I keep hearing from everybody. Zach is a nice guy.
Yeah. I try to be. I'm just a regular dude.
I get that.
It's like.
But there are artists out there that would rather hide from everybody.
Sure.
And you've passed on that one this week.
Sure. Yeah. No, I love it. I think, hell, it's. They're the reason I get to do what I'm doing. So if all it takes is, you know, taking a picture or talking to them for a second to, you know, get them excited, that's no skin off my back. That's an easy ask for me. So I'm happy to do it.
Well, glad to have you here in the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. I truly appreciate you coming up today. It's game day. I always tell people that. The fact that you come in and do an interview when you're about to go hit stage here very shortly, I truly appreciate that as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Zach Toff, live right here with Allstate's 95.9 Texas Country, live from the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.